precious blood, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Precious name. Oh, how sweet.
Oh! 50 in the hymn book. Let's sing the last two verses if you need the words. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. Number 50, 4 and 5.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Playing with you, it sounded like more than one. Okay, that was great. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Last week when I was here in a meeting with Brother Keith, that song was chosen, and he said, everybody likes this song. And I said, really? To myself. It's a good one, though. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Our great Savior. What does that word mean, by the way? We've been using it a lot already this morning. Hallelujah. Anybody know what that means? Maybe it doesn't need a definition.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yes, that's good. The Lord Jehovah is worthy all praise. It's inexpressible joy, or as I've heard, highest praise. It's the highest form of praise to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're expressing it. We're expressing something that can't be expressed. Hallelujah. That's great. So we use that wonderful word, just acknowledging Him and giving Him all the glory, all the praise, the adoration, the affection of our hearts. Surely all that is His due. Praise the Lord. So let's take these songbooks again. We've been singing a lot. That's, by the way, the theme for today. Take my voice and let me sing. Always only for my King. Here's the new song, number 14, in these books. So at the table, I said to Tom, he was sitting next to me, I said, you know, every time I get here, I know thousands of songs, and they want you to sing a chorus and then pray for the food. And 9 times out of 10, I draw a blank when I get there, and it's time to eat, or everybody's waiting, and I can't think of a song. I said, you know, we can always fall back on Holiness Unto the Lord, the camp theme song, right? And he said, how about Sing When the Day is Bright? I said to myself, that's the theme. You didn't even know it, right? Sing, sing. So here's the new song. Number 14, Let's Stand and Sing.
Yeah.
be seated. Hallelujah. From the first chapter of Revelation. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Worthy all praise. He's given us a new song. A new song, and he wants us to sing it. I've told here before that I was at a meeting in Vancouver, a meeting at which we made history, actually. It was a Chinese church. And they decided to have a series of meetings, and one was going to be a youth meeting, and that was the Saturday morning. And they, I guess, because I was there, they wanted to make me happy or feel at home, and they had their first ever all English meeting. How about that? And I don't think they've had one since. So when I've seen a couple of them in the meantime, that was a couple of years ago, I said, we have to do that again. I'm coming back there. We're gonna do that again. But anyway, at this meeting, a young lady took over the leading of the meeting, and she was trying to encourage us all to praise the Lord. And this is how she put it. After we sang a few songs, she said, now we've been singing from the book. And in our church, we sing out of our hymn book, and we sing choruses that are not in the hymn book, but these are all written by someone else. They're inspired of the Lord. The Holy Spirit has inspired this worship, and people who are gifted along this line have written these poems and the music, and we sing their songs, and we're blessed by them. But there's another song, and it's your song. And your song, and your song, it's the song he gave you. And now after we sing this last verse, I want you all to just sing that song. I thought that was such a nice way to encourage us. I've often used that, actually, and here too, when I've thought that we're good singing out of the book, aren't we? But how about when it comes to just expressing our hearts and singing the song? He's put a new song into my mouth. Praise unto our God, and he is worthy all praise. We've been praising Jesus this morning, and it sounds so good, and I'm sure he's been in it. He sings, it says, in the congregation. He sings with his brothers and sisters in the congregation. And when he inspires us, why, he's the reason for our praise and the inspiration. And it flows from the throne of, how is it again? From the highest throne in glory to the cross of deepest woe. All to ransom guilty captives, flow my praise, forever flow. I came across that. That's just part of a song by Robert Robinson, who wrote, Come Thou Fount. He must have been a real praiser. Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. And then that one that I'm going to try to copy that one off for you so we can sing it together. I believe we did it during the first period, or the choir did, actually. But one verse says, oh, you want to sing it for us? Oh, good. I'll be able to copy it. Heidi has it from the first period. And you're going to love this song by Robert Robinson. And one of the, tell me if I have that first line right. From the throne of It's near the end.
From the highest throne in glory.
Okay, from the highest throne in glory. Thank you. To the cross of deepest woe, all to ransom guilty captives, flow my praise forever flow. And then the chorus says, hallelujah, 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 amen. I'm going to try to get that for this evening, okay, Heidi? And it's our day to sing praises to the Lord. Well, that's every day, but especially today. It's our emphasis. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you've put this new song in our hearts. Yes. We couldn't always sing this song, but you have redeemed us with your precious blood. And we thank you that you've brought us from death to life, from darkness to light, out of our bondage into your glorious freedom. And now we sing your praise, and we will throughout all eternity. And we thank you, worthy Lamb of God, glorious King, our Savior. We praise you this morning, and we just pray that you will tune all of our hearts. We want to be better at it than ever before, singing your praises, rejoicing in your great goodness, this so great salvation. We praise you this morning. Thank you that your light is shining both in the heavens and then throughout this camp in our hearts. And we're trusting you to continue to help us and to work in our midst today. Bless our campers, Lord. We just thank you for each one of them. And we pray that you'll bless the boys' camp down in the village and bless the cottagers, Lord. Come to them in a special way today. Make it a very happy day for them, and make it a day when they really rejoice in your goodness and have a good time together outside here in this beautiful place. But we pray also that you will just work in their hearts today, touch them, help them to rejoice in your goodness, and help them to learn to know you better. Help them to hear your call. Help them to sense your love. I pray that you will just bring them into a very real experience with you, and a new precious and deepening and fulfilling relationship with you, Lord, as they are here, that as we said last night, all of them might come to know you. Lord, might come to know you. They might be able to know you in a wonderful way, experience you because of being here at Pilgrim Camp during these days, Lord. You want to teach them to love you with all of their hearts and to live for you all of their days. And we just pray that you will touch these hearts and claim these lives and work deeply and mightily in all of them for the glory of your name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. After meeting last night, someone came to me with a wonderful, I believe in some churches they call it a praise report. You know, they have prayer requests and praise reports. And I heard just a marvelous praise report after meeting last night. I don't know if I can go into the details of it, but we were praying at the beginning of this season for someone who was in deep need. And it was a frustrating thing because it was physical and the doctors couldn't ascertain the origin or the why and how to handle it or treat it. But we were calling on God, and I was so happy to hear this progress report that this one who was ill is better. And not just better, but they can't find a trace of whatever it was that was troubling her in her system anymore. And it was such happy news for me. I was so thankful. And I'm glad for all that the Lord has done and is doing. I just want to praise him this morning for working so wondrously to bring healing, to bring help to this sister who was in such deep need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for victory's won. Thank you, Lord, for your love and tender care, for your word and answered chorus that we sing at home. I don't know if we all know that here. They don't like it at home when I start that song. I'm talking about the people that play the instruments. And one of them said to me, I have it here written in the book in the key of F, and that's the only key I can play it in. It's frustrating and perplexing and difficult. It's so easy to sing that I don't know why it's so hard to play. Isn't that too bad? But so what I try to do at home is I always try to hit the key of F when I start that song. That's one flat. I really try. And it's a very dangerous thing, some of these keys, when you're trying to hit them. Because, for instance, the key of F, if you go half a note one way, you musicians know that's the key of E. And the folks on the, at least the gospel keyboards, don't like sharps. So that's four sharps. You go this way a half a note and you have six flats or six sharps. That's both the same key. And so if you don't hit it just right, then it's a true disaster. Okay, so we hit F. Okay, so let's do it again. We give them a little practice and we'll learn it better. Okay. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done.